You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Tomorrow it's going to be a $1,000 Thursday here at Mix 100. And it's exactly that, a chance for you to pick up a grand. Boom, done, put it in your pocket, go spend it on whatever you want. That's tomorrow, right here, at Denver's Mix 100.
What would you spend $1,000 on? Like, just right now, anything off the top of your head that you want?
Yes, one water heater.
Oh, no. Really?
I need two of them. And they're going to be about $1,000 a piece, I think.
Don't you hate when you have to buy that kind of stuff?
Yes! I hate it.
Sure do love hot water, though, don't you?
Well, here's the thing. Moved into this house coming up on 2 years now. It's a little over a year and a half ago. Yeah. And got a credit from the seller at closing because the water heaters then were 17 years old.
Yeah.
16, 17 years old. And I haven't replaced them since.
You're living on borrowed time, buddy.
Exactly.
You better get on that.
I just might as well just go. So, yeah, if I could win $1,000 from Mix 100, it would at least pay for one of the water heaters.
Add it to your summer tab of crap that you're spending money on.
Don't even get me started. Well, your summer was last summer.
Mine was last summer. Yours is this summer.
What are you going to spend $1,000 on?
Half of an electric bike.
Okay.
The one I want, it's less than half. The one I want is about $2,800. Haven't pulled the trigger on it yet.
Yeah, because
my wife won't let
much.
Me. No, my wife won't let me.
Well, she knows that you won't ride it that much.
I will ride it every day.
No, you won't.
I'll be like Elliot on E.T. I will ride that bike up past the moon.
Nicole is right.
No.
This is like exercise equipment. You get it, you're not going to
use it. No, that's the point. I want to exercise. I want to use it while it's nice out.
Okay.
One, she won't let me buy it. And two, she's like, it's electric. You're just going to use the electric motor the whole time and not pedal and not even exercise. And
right. If you want to exercise, get your fat butt outside and do some walking.
Anyway. Jeez, Nicole part two here.
Yeah. She and I are almost always simpatico. Almost always.
Get your fat butt outside.
Yes. You can exercise and get on an electric.
I want a bike.
Why don't you just go get in your trunk and drive around? Get some exercise
that
way.
I just want to feel the air in my hair.
You know, steering. You say, yeah, it moves my arms. I'm steering.
No, it's still, you work your core. You got to balance still.
Whatever.
Okay.
Nicole, you're right. Don't let him get it. time for a trending report. What's trending? Finally, the All-Star stuff is over. The game was played last night at Coors Field. The American League beat the National League. Rockies are part of the National League, so I guess our side lost.
The only thing I'm happy about is all this the economy that it brought into downtown Denver. Those restaurants, bars, all that. That's the part that makes me happy.
Well said. Yep. All those businesses needed a little injection like that, and I'm glad
they got
it.
Yep, me too.
The only Colorado Rocky on the All-Star team actually was lights out. He played great. He pitched one inning. Herman Marquez pitched one inning.
Love him.
And just was perfect. No hits, no walks. 1-2-3. Set him up, set him down. Boom. So there. What else is going on and trending right now?
Do the bad news for Boulder.
What did I do with all this stuff? I lost my notes. Oh, here we go. Okay, I'll do the bad news for, but Jeremy calls this bad news. U.S. News and World Report, the only way they're still, I don't know, relevant anymore is that they put out this ranking each year of the best cities to live in. They went out and looked at 150 cities across America, and they ranked them according to all sorts of things, including quality of life. The cost of living part is what gets me, because number one on their list, best cities to live in America, was Boulder.
Boom. Which everyone's like, hey, that's great. Yay, Boulder, you're number one. No, that's horrible news. More people moving to Colorado, more people moving to Boulder.
I hate that you want to slam the borders of Colorado.
Well, they were short on housing. Everything's so expensive. The roads are packed.
Here's what I don't understand. Colorado is wonderful.
It is.
Why don't people move to Colorado and not move to the most densely packed area? Colorado is beautiful 50 miles from Denver, you know?
Yeah, the eastern plains are a little.
Well, they're not. Okay. Well, that's true. But there are still plenty of places you can move.
Yeah,
it doesn't all have
to
be in Denver and Boulder.
Was Springs? Right? Did I see that Springs made the list?
Number
too?
Six.
See, they even. Ugh.
Last year, Denver was number 2. This year, it fell to number 14. I don't understand how any Colorado city can make the top 10 with the cost of living.
It's insane.
It's you try to buy a house.
Now it's going to get worse. I was looking at houses in Texas. Spring, Texas. Magnolia.
Austin was number 5. What
I just sent Nicole a bunch of Texas houses. I was looking at where they were. Spring, Texas.
Are you moving to Texas?
Magnolia, Texas.
Are you moving to Texas?
Thought about it. You can get a giant house with a pool, like 4,000 square feet for like 300 grand.
Honestly, you want to know what I at least toyed with? I mean, I just moved less than 2 years ago, so it's not like I need to do that again. But I toyed with, you're going to laugh, Alabama.
Oh, I've there got some parts, friends from Alabama.
There are parts of Alabama.
We make fun
there,
of them.
There are parts of Alabama that are beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, talk about cost of, you could buy 3 houses there for what you pay for one in Colorado.
It's crazy.
And I'm not exaggerating.
It's crazy.
And some, like I said, some parts of it are beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But people in Colorado are funny. They look down, people in Colorado tend to look down their noses at moving anywhere else.
Well, it's hard because it is so beautiful here. I'm not looking down my nose. I just know what we have, and it's great. I'm a little tired of the winters. I'm getting to that point where I'm kind of sick of snow, but
yeah.
I mean, some of these houses were down real close to the Gulf of Mexico. But then I start thinking, like, hurricanes.
Hurricanes,
and,
yeah.
And it was, well, little, it was really close to the border, you know, and I was like,
Let's put it this way. You might get hit by a hurricane once every, 10, 15 years.
Right.
You get a blizzard, you know, 2 or 3 times every year.
You do, yeah. So, I don't know. I was looking.
That's funny. I've never heard you talk about moving to Texas before.
I blame Chip and Joanna Gaines and their little empire.
You don't
want
to live
there.
In Waco, though.
I hear Waco is starting to boom. Mm-hmm. Waco's turning, man.
Been there.
All right. You talked me out of it.
Trust your buddy, Dom.
Look at us talking about
nice
Texas.
People. Don't get me wrong. Nice people.
It's the Texas trending report here.
San Antonio, if you go north of San Antonio, it's just getting really crowded. The whole between San Antonio and Austin. Oh, Austin? My God.
Yeah. I want something rural.
Let's change subjects. There's a study out right now that says you might already know the person you're going to marry, but you don't think of them that way yet. Yes, the university study found that most couples today start out as friends first, and they don't turn on the romance until later.
It's exactly what happened to Knickknack and moi.
Yeah, well, you were co-workers.
We
I don't
were
know
co-workers,
if that counts as...
and we were friends. We had mutual friends, and we went out. We did things. We were on a softball team together, and we really didn't think twice about each other. I don't think she even liked me at all.
Why would she?
I don't know. But then we went out for her 21st birthday, and it all
changed. Ugh, gross. But they do say, be patient. The average person in a friend's first relationship hung out as a friend with their partner for 1 to 2 years before they took it to the next level.
There you go.
So if you fall in love with a friend, it may not happen right away.
That's all right.
Anyway, that all went real long. What else is trending?
It's all right. There's not... Never mind. I'm a little underwhelmed with trending today, so I'll give you some of the highlights.
It's been good so far, though.
Yeah, but all the other stuff in the news is kind of crappy to get today. There's a new Guinness record for the most expensive French fries. It's a restaurant in Manhattan called Serendipity 3. That just sounds fancy. New record by adding a $200 side of fries to their menu. Guinness announced the record yesterday for National French Fry Day, which we talked about. They include Chipperbeck potatoes. What the hell is a Chipperbeck potato? Goose fat from France, shaved truffles, 2 different types of cheese, salt, oil, and butter. That doesn't seem very expensive. 2 types of champagne, and then they sprinkle it with a 23-carat edible gold dust. So that's probably what's kicking the cost up. Edible gold dust. I don't want to eat that.
Unimpressed by a Guinness World Record for something being the most expensive because you don't have to justify it. It's just the world record for most expensive. So if you own a bar in Aurora, you could put French fries on your menu for $4,000.
Right, and then just, hey,
and then
I got the new
record.
You got
the Guinness World Record for the most, you don't have
There's
to gotta do
There's
got to
be
anything.
Criteria. There's got to be some backstory to this that I did not dive into.
It's dumb.
Because they lost me at Chipperbeck Potatoes, essentially. more food stuff. Today is National Macaroni and Cheese Day. Hells
it
yeah!
Is.
And now Kraft is teaming up with some fancy ice cream company called Van Leeuwen Ice Cream out of Brooklyn. They created a macaroni and cheese flavored ice cream. Now it's only available through this ice cream store's website. The pint's $12. And people that have tried it say, hey, you know what? It's actually pretty good.
Forget that. Let's go back to the just plain mac and cheese. Mm-hmm. Are you a... are you mix bacon in with yours? Is that right?
Yeah.
And do you crust on it?
Yes. Knick Knack makes one with a really nice panko crust or something
yes.
on it. Yeah, it's really good.
It's the only way to go.
Oh, it's so good. I love those mac and cheese bars that you can go to where you can stir mm-hmm. in your own stuff and everything.
Yeah.
All right. There's nothing else I want to talk about. Let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. You are going to want to check out this story today if you're looking to make a little extra cash. This mother, 48 years old, this is a married mother of two, 48, claims that she makes $4,200 a month by selling videos of herself on her OnlyFans site. Passing gas.
Okay.
It's called flatulence camming, and she's been doing it for about 20 years. She's got 300 followers who she charges $4.99 a month, and then she makes custom videos for her top clients, $7 a minute. My goodness.
The How secret, many farts can she get in a minute?
The secret to her success, she says she eats a lot of salad, asparagus, and avocados. A lot of Mexican food, and coleslaw mixed with baked beans.
Okay.
That's what creates her success right
Cranks
there.
Cranks it up, huh?
That's right. So if you want to learn more about flatulence camming, go to our Facebook page, search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Top shelf entertainment right here.
We might set the Guinness World Record for least visited clickbait.
No, this one's going to blow up today.